And good Friday afternoon, everyone. Ron Milhorn, along with not Keith Harris, Pastor Keith, is his wedding duties this weekend. So we've got a guest announcer, Brian Markovich. I recognize that last name.
Thank you very much.
Welcome, Brian.
Thank you.
And Palisade and Glenwood. Palisade, the league champs, 11-0, 19-2 overall, going against Glenwood. Demons have suffered the last three games, especially over the last three games, given up a total of 65 runs. It's been hurt, been painful. Jackson Irving has a 1-0 count. Now it's 1-1. Melesio Perez on the hill for Palisade, wearing the old school unis. I like the burgundy uniforms with the white stripes. Next pitch fouled back by Irving. 1-2. Jackson, a freshman. Talented freshman. The future is promising for Glenwood. Jackson is batting .303, five doubles. There's a ball. 2-2. Perez, a right-hander. And strike three called. Got window shopping there and a strikeout for Melesio Perez. And it brings up Evan Heil. Heil really struggled early in the season. He's brought his average up. It's batting .224 with six doubles. Right-hander versus right-hander, first pitch. In there for a strike, good fastball. I saw Perez against Rifle a few weeks ago. 0-1 pitch to Evan Heil. That's outside. 1-1 count. Wow, no wind. This is a good thing.
It's a blessing.
Yes. Swing and a miss. Evan couldn't lay off that letter-high fastball. And it's 1-2. Just underway here at Palisade High School. Here's the 1-2 pitch from Perez. Ooh, that was close.
Nice pitch.
Catcher Brett Rosman tried to frame it, but ump wasn't buying it. 2-2 count. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Down he goes. Back-to-back K's for Melesio Perez. Two away. Braxton Mims. Braxton's had a heck of a season at the plate, batting .531. That's third in the league.
Start a rally now.
Four triples on the year. First pitch from Perez. Good velocity on that fastball. 0-1 count to Mims. Next pitch, boy, he's late on that one, and it's 0-2. Infield for Palisade. Titus Porter at third, Aiden Bevan at short, Josh Zotto at second, Braden Blank is at first. Next pitch, just missed. 1-2 to Braxton Mims. Rosman behind the plate. Here's the 1-2 pitch. That gets to the backstop. Counts 2-2. The outfield for the Bulldogs, Nick Campbell in left, Ryder Mancuso in center, Riker Harsha is in right. Bulldogs perennial powerhouse in baseball. Swing and a miss, and Perez strikes out the side. 1-2-3. Nothing across. Half an inning played. No score. This is KMTS. Back to Palisade High School. Half an inning played. No score. Melesio Perez struck out the side. 1-2-3. Irving Highland Mims. Mims on the mound for the Demons today. It's the last league game, last game of the season. Is Monday, senior day at Glenwood. Against Coleridge. Mims, a senior. He's got an earned run average of 10.69. The team ERA ballooned over the last three games. It's giving up 65 runs. A lot of them unearned, but the team ERA is just a tick under 7 runs a game. Mims 1-3 on the season. Defense for Glenwood. Leo Mraz is in left. Mason Markovich in center. Zach Pidcock is in right. The infield, Jordan Mraz, I learned, is not Leo's brother. Your cousins is at third. Jackson Irving at short. Adam Garrett second. Evan Heil at first. Christian Landeros with a sore knee and all behind the plate. Here's the first pitch from Mims. In there for a strike to Aiden Bevan. And it's 1-0. or 0-1, excuse me. A 1 pitch. Another good fastball. Good location. And it's quickly 0-2 to Aiden Bevin. O-2 pitch. Lines that one into right center field for a base hit. Bevin rounding first, taking a big... the ball gets away to the fence, and he's going to hit for third on that misplayed ball. Not an error, but it'll go down the book as a triple, but not great play in the outfield. We'll put it down as a triple. Boy, an 0-2 pitch, and he just kind of golfed it into the gap.
Looked like just a little fumble on the ball, picking it up, huh?
And Bevin, for him, that's his first triple. They've hit 13 triple, now 14 as a team. First pitch to Josh Zotto is a ball. Next pitch, in there for a strike, 1-1. Mims gets a sign from Landeros. Goes in the full windup, the pitch. That's rocketed to right field. High and deep and caught by Pidcock. Runner will tag and score easily. Good play by Pidcock. That was hit pretty well. It's 306 down the left field line. I think about 325 down the right field line. 378 to dead center. So Zotto flies out. That's a big out. 1-0 Palisade. And Brett Rosman, the batter. Rosman, a big catcher. Betting 484. First pitch swinging. Pops it up right side. Gare's got it in the infield and makes the catch. All right. Let's minimize the damage here. Two quick outs. Ryder Mancuso. Saw him hit a home run against Glenwood earlier this week. Mancuso with two home runs on the season. It's 27 runs batted in. That leads the team. First pitch to Ryder. First pitch swinging. Fly ball to right field. It's going. It's going. It is gone. Home run. Ryder Mancuso, his third dinger of the season. And the wind, as soon as I open my mouth, it starts up. And he caught the jet stream, and that thing carried about 350 feet.
It looked like it helped him. Made it pretty.
Solo home run, 2-0 Palisade. These guys can hit the ball. Very impressive. Nate Porter's got a heck of a ball club. First pitch to Melacio Perez. That's over his head. And the Dogs, you can tell they're a real team. I mean, they're all showing the old-fashioned stirrups. I kind of like that look. Mims with the 1-0 pitch to Perez. Is hit hard and over the glove of Jordan Mraz, did kind of an ole there. Tried to short hop it. I'll be generous, give him a hit. What do you think, Brian?
I think he should have wore it off his chest.
You got to make that triangle, you know, when you're. But that was hit hard.
I'm old school.
We'll give Perez a hit. Riker Harsha, the batter.
Riker Harsha.
Betting 390. First pitch to the big fella. He belts one to high, deep center field. It's going. Out of here. Home run. A two-run shot for Riker Harsha. Holy cow, we seen a display early on. Man. Just like that with two outs, it's 4-0 Palisade. Harsha hits his fourth home run of the season.
It's senior night. They're pumped.
That's now 22 home runs on the season, and Coach Nieslanek got to have a little mound visit with Braxton Mims. Good heavens. 4-0 already. Well, you know, against Palisade earlier this week, I mean, it was ugly, 23-3.
Yeah.
15 hits for Palisade. Mancuso had a home run. Harsha homered in that game. Same two guys. And not surprised, but against Eagle Valley, that one shocked me.
Mm-hmm.
Against a weaker team. Nick Campbell, the batter. 4-0 Palisade, two outs in the first. That one's fouled back. Mims, just a little pep talk from Nieslanik. It just missed a little bit low. It's 1-1. They're up there swinging at the first pitch. 1-1 pitch to Campbell. High and deep, but this is going to stay in the park. Mason Markovic there to make the catch, and that'll do it for the Bulldogs. But they score four runs on one, two, three, four hits. Two of them home runs. No errors. And no one left on base. After one inning, it's Palisade 4, Glenwood nothing. This is KMTS. Back to Palisade High School. We played one inning. The Bulldogs jumped all over the Demons in the first inning. 4-0. Two home runs, a triple, single. Mason Markovic batting for Glenwood, leading things off here in the second. Looks at ball one. All right, Dad. What are you expecting out of your boy here?
A hard hit ball.
1-0 pitch. Good eye. And it's 2-0. Perez works quickly. Typical of Palisade pitchers. Here's the 2-0. Swing and a miss. Took a big cut. He heard you.
He'll get there.
What are you feeding this boy?
A lot.
He's a freshman.
A lot.
Good grief. Here's the 2-1. That's in there for a strike. And the count is even 2-2. Perez struck out the side in the first.
I took your advice from football. Load it up a freezer and feed him.
Next pitch. That's a hard hit ball to right field. That is carrying. That is over the fence. Home run. Mason Markovic takes it yard. How do you do? An opposite field shot. That was a bullet. Absolutely scorched.
Yeah, thanks, kid.
Well, your first time on the air, and you have nothing to say. You're just
Oh, I'm trying to be on the air, trying to do a little video.
Gotcha.
And, of course,
no, that's about soak it in.
Storage is full. It's gone. No video.
1-0, thanks to Mason Markovic. Lead-off home run to right field. That was a no-doubter. Right like to the left of the scoreboard.
Let's see if Nate can back it up here.
Nate Grosskopf DHing for Zach Pidcock. There's a ground ball to second. Zotto up with it and throws him out. One away for Adam Gehr. Four to one, Palisade, one out. Top of the second, Adam Gehr. Ooh, that looked a little bit high, but they're calls it a strike. Gehr batting 244. That's strike two.
Catcher doing a great job framing that.
Yeah. Perez got good pop on that fastball. Next pitch, fastball swung on a miss. Down he goes. Quickly two away. Four strikeouts for Perez. Leo Meraz batting 200. Swings and fouls off the first pitch. Next pitch. That's in there for a strike. He's throwing BBs. You got to get there and get the bat off your shoulder. Chris winds and delivers the 0-2. That's low. 1-2. Well, cool. You got to see your boy hit his third dinger of the season.
I like it.
That was a rocket. Here's the 1-2. Outside. Evens the count 2-2.
How did Glenwood do with home runs last year?
Not great.
Okay.
I don't recall off the top of my head. Here's the 2-2. That's ball, and the count is full. First full count for Melacio Perez. Leo Moraz showing good patience here. Here's the payoff to Leo. There's a line drive. That's going to drop for a base hit. Good at-bat for Leo Moraz. A two-out single. Brings up his cousin. Now I know. Cousin Jordan. I was calling him brothers.
I've always wanted to tell you that.
Well, feel free, please. Yeah, if I'm butchering a name, like for several games I was calling him Leo. I said, no, and actually Coach Nieslack said it's Leo.
Dad goes by Leo.
He does?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, okay, so I'm right either way.
It's all good.
Here's Jordan Moraz first at bat against Perez. First pitch in there for a strike. Leo not getting much of a lead at first.
You got to respect this catcher. He's good.
Yeah, Rosman gives a big target there. Perez with a brief glance at first. Leo's going to take off. There's the pitch in the dirt. Throwing from his knees. Oh, man, the throw beat him. That's a great throw. Wow. The velocity Rosman got from his knees was remarkable. It skipped up there and was backed up by the outfielder. So a steal for Leo. Being aggressive with two outs. 1-1 count to Jordan Moraz. That's in there for a strike. One ball, two strikes. Landeros on deck, hoping to take off the shin guards. 4-1 Palisade. Two outs, top of the second. Perez from the stretch. Here's the pitch. That's in the almost in the dirt. Count is 2-2. Here's the 2-2. Strike three called. Yeah. Can I help you, sir? No, I'm just looking. So, that's the sixth strikeout for Perez. The Demons score one run on Mesa Markovich's leadoff home run. Two hits, no errors, and one runner left. We go to the bottom of the second. It's 4-1 Palisade. This is KMTS. Back to Palisade High School. We go to the bottom of the second inning, the Palisade Bulldogs on senior day, their home finale, regular season home finale. I'm sure they're going to host some playoff games. They lead 4-1 as Braxton Mims got rocked by a triple, two home runs, a single. And one, I heard the PA announcer say one error in Glenwood's half, but I gave Jordan Moraz. I excuse Jordan
Zach.
Moraz. Or
Zach.
Zach, Mountain, right. That's right, yeah. Titus Porter, the number 8 hitter. Yeah, I should. Yeah, that was an error. I forgot the outfield play. Yep. So one error. Swing at the first pitch, and he pulls it foul. Bounces off the batting cage. Nothing and one to Titus Porter. Coach's son, Nate Porter's son.
He's a freshman as well, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
0-1 pitch from Mims. Came back with a curveball and missed. 1-1.
It's a good thing about travel ball. You play, you can get ready for baseball.
Yeah. Next pitch. It's a ball. 2-1. Mims up to 21 pitches now. Next pitch. Popped up. Foul and out of play. Count is 2-2 to Titus Porter. Braid and Blank on deck, and then back to the top of the order. Mims winds and delivers the 2-2. Comes back with a curveball. Ooh, I thought maybe the ump was going to ring him up there as Porter kind of ducked out of the way, hoping it didn't break across. Here's the payoff pitch. Fastball, that one hit him. Boy, I put down hit batter so many times this season.
It's painful sometimes to watch.
And that was a fastball. Hit him in the back.
Yeah, Porter, he wore it well.
Braid Blank, the batter. First pitch, ball one. Low. Blanca Jr. batting 365, looks at ball two. Mims from the stretch. Next pitch, ground ball to short. That's going to make it into the hole for a base hit. Fifth hit for the Bulldogs. First and second, nobody out for Aiden Bevin, who tripled on an 0-2 pitch in the first inning. Or maybe doubled and charged the air to Pidcock.
Yeah, correct.
Okay, I'll give him a
we'll
double.
Give him that.
Yeah, I'll give him a double and an error. I want the Palisades stats to be too ridiculous. First pitch to Bevin. That one over his head. He had to duck out of the way. The ball gets to the backstop. Runners will move up 90 feet. Now second and third. Mims losing control now. Seven pitches for Mims. Nobody out, second and third. 1-0 count to Bevin, looks at ball two. You know, as Coach DeSlanik said early in the season, I got guys that can throw the ball. I got arms, but I don't have pitchers. Save maybe Evan Heil, who's in there for strike, Aiden Bevin. And there, it is an art, learning to pitch and hit location and get the right movement, know when to pitch in situations. That pitch is low. And it's 3-1. Hitters count to Aiden Bevin. He's going to be swinging away here. 3-1 pitch. Meatball, he fouled it back. He'd like to have that one back.
Yeah, there's a lot of work to be done with pitching for sure.
Yeah. Nate Porter is blessed with several good arms in this Palisade club. Ground ball. That's going to make it into left field for a base hit. Two runs will score. Throw comes home. Not in time. And a two RBI double for Aiden Bevin.
Well, they say hit it where they're not, right?
Just a nice line drive stroke to left field. Drives in two, his second double. It's now 6-1, Palisade. Zotto the batter. He flied out to right. He's a tall kid. Looks at ball one. It's a little high and tight.
Let's see if Braxton can come back here.
1-0 pitch. Popped up right side. That's going to make it into right field, but there's Pidcock to make the catch. And for the second straight time, Zotto flies out to Zach Pidcock. And also the first out. Brett Rosman popped out to second in the first inning. One away. 6-1 Palisade. Aiden Bevin with that two-run double at second base. Mims from the stretch. Gets the sign from Landeros. And the pitch. Curveball is high. 1-0. And high school, you want a fastball. And if you can learn a changeup, you'd be deadly. There's the 1-0. That's upstairs. Way upstairs. 2-0. You know, you got the same arm speed. Looks like you're throwing a fastball, but you just, you know, different grip. The way your windup and where you your release point looks like a fastball coming in, but there's, 5 miles an hour off the ball. That's a line drive smoked into the gap in left field. Oh. Caught! A running catch by Leo Mraz. Throws to second to double him up. Won't make it. That was a brilliant catch by Leo in left field. He had to, get on his horse and catch it on the fly, on the run, in the gap. That was ticketed for a double easily.
That was a great play.
Phenomenal. Hang a star next to that one. Wow. Rosman robbed by Leo Mraz. Two outs.
Little sports center moment right there for
that. No kidding. Give me a da-da-dent, da-da-dent. Mancuso homered in the first inning. He has to do the limbo there, backing out of the way of that pitch, 1-0. That was phenomenal. He got a good read on it right off the bat. 1-0 count to Mancuso. Don't give him anything in his wheelhouse here. Here's the pitch. Curveball brushed him back a little bit, 2-0.
Yeah, Leo's really worked himself in really good.
Say he has, yeah. 2-0 count to Ryder Mancuso. Swing and a miss. Jammed him, that inside fastball. Is a good location, 2-1. Pitches, I think, now for Mims, unofficially. 2-1 count, the pitch. Inside, 3-1. Hitters count to Mancuso. Two outs. Here's the pitch. Line drive. Center field going back is Mason Markovich. It bounces at the fence. And Mancuso with an RBI double. That one was scalded to dead center. Another extra base hit. Another RBI for Mancuso.
Looked like Mason had some trouble with the sun, maybe? Seemed odd.
I just carried well. It got to the fence in a hurry. If it was a little higher, it'd been another home run.
Yeah.
7-1 Palisade, Melacio Perez. He singled and scored. Swing and a miss. Or fouled it back, excuse me. Boy, Christian Landeros doesn't get enough credit. He just – catchers look like, umpire's going over. Oh, he needs some more baseballs.
Yeah.
Is he going to go over talk to somebody? Somebody's chirping over there in the Palisade dugout. But, Christian, catchers in general look like Pigpen from Charlie Brown. They get so dirty, it's just a thankless job, and he does an outstanding job.
Chasing balls, getting hit by balls.
Yeah.
He's a tough kid.
He is, and his knee's hurting. But he said, I'll catch, coach. 0-1 pitch to Perez. Curveball. Ooh, took something off that one. Nice off speed, 0-2.
I don't think we've seen a pitch like that yet from Braxton.
That was
good.
That was dandy. But that's what you want, a change of speed. Mm-hmm. Fastball, then come back with something off speed, a little movement. Here's the 0-2 to Perez. That's low. 1-2. 7-1 Palisade, two outs, bottom of the second. Here's the 1-2. Curveball fouled. He just got a piece of it. It was up to 35 pitches. 1-2 pitch, fly ball to right field. It's playable, I believe. Pidcock there at the fence makes the catch, and that'll do it.
last several pitches from Braxton were very good.
Yeah. So Palisades scores three runs on one, two, three hits. One hit batter, no errors, and one runner left. After two innings, it's Palisade 7, Glenwood 1. This is KMTS. Well, Christian Landeros is now on the mound for Glenwood. Braxton Mims is done pitching. Mims went two innings, gave up seven runs, six of them earned, seven hits, no walks, no strikeouts, 40 pitches. So where did Braxton go? Is he in center? Nope, that's still Mason out there. I don't see Braxton.
Now they moved Leo up to short, second.
So who's catching? Is that Jackson?
Jackson.
Okay. Leo's at second?
Yep.
Also, okay, so they're...
Oh, wait, no, short, sorry.
Leo's at short, so Braxton's in left.
Hopefully the Demons were doing good at the Grand Junction track meet today.
Yeah. Time for everybody, a lot of athletes to qualify for state. Riker Harsha leading things off. He hit a two-run home run against Mims back in the first inning. Looks at ball one. Bottom of the third, 7-1 Palisade. Four in the first, three in the second. Landeros with the 1-0 pitch. Misses. It's 2-0. Next pitch. Pretty good curveball, but just missed. 3-0. I'm going to stop keeping the pitch count. It's too much. 3-0 pitch. Ball four. Four straight. Out of the zone, and Harsha, the leadoff walk. Nick Campbell flied out to center to end the first inning.
Looks like Christian just needs a little bit more on that ball.
Yeah. Well, he's used to gunning it down to second, so if it was legal, take a running, get a running start to the mound, and then, you know.
Well, I have seen that. You've seen that one pitcher that hops?
Yeah, yeah.
Throws? That'd be interesting.
First pitch to Camel. He's throwing junk up there right now. Hasn't found the strike zone yet. 1-0. 7-1 Bulldogs. Landeros from the stretch. Harsha, short lead. Next pitch. Brushed him back. 2-0.
A little bit more on that one.
Yeah.
He's going to find it soon.
Here's the 2-0 to Campbell. Shallow fly ball, center field. Hustling in is Markovich. Cap flies off, comes in, makes the catch. Oh, he dropped it. It bounced off the heel of his glove. Throws to second, not in time. Well, doggone it.
It happens.
It does. Unfortunately, E8. Titus Porter, hit by a pitch, scored in the second. Got a wide stance up toward the front of the box.
Heavy on that front foot.
Yeah. He bunts one back to the mound, and Landeros goes to second base for the force, down to first, not in time. It was a good play by Gare to make that catch at the bag because the throw wasn't perfect.
Guess now we know why he was heavy on that front foot.
Yeah. Bunting all the way.
It's amazing what you can learn when you watch baseball.
Yep.
Just study it.
So a sacrifice, fielder's choice. Porter is aboard on a fielder's choice. The sacrifice works second to third. One away. Runners at the corners for Braden Blank. Blank singled in the second inning. First pitch of Landeros fastball. Good location. Nothing in one. Blank, the number nine hitter. Next pitch, curveball. Good pitch in there for a strike. And Landeros has found the target. Harsh is a big fella. I mean, that's a big human being at third base. Here's the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. Two away. Wow. Boy, this Landeros says Uncle Charlie can pay a visit. That's the first strikeout for Glenwood pitching. 0-2 curve. And Aiden Bevin, he's 2-for-2 with a couple of doubles, runs scored, two RBIs. Landeros' first pitch. Ooh, look good from here anyway, from this angle. Just a little off the dish, 1-0. .306 down the left field line. They got the big Palisade P out there on the left field wall. There's a strike from Landeros, 1-1.
Landeros has picked it up here.
He has. Going from the stretch. Boy, it'd be a victory to hold Palisade without a run in an inning. Christian with a 1-1 pitch. And it's in foul territory, right field. It's going to drift out of play. Christian is one pitch away from getting out of this inning unscathed. Runners at first and third. One-two count to Aiden Bevin. And time called as Bevin steps out of the box. Jackson Irving is behind the plate now.
No pass balls from Irving.
No.
It's been good.
1-2 pitch. Curveball. This is playable. Center field. Mason Markovic drifting over and makes the catch. Squeeze it, buddy. There you go. And no harm done.
Attica.
No runs. That's a victory.
How many innings has it been?
It's been a while.
Going back to last game.
Yeah. No hits, even. There was one error and two runners left. Good job by Landeros. Demons turn him away. It's still 7-1. Palisade as we go to the fourth inning. This is KMTS.
For the Dogs, Gestato.
Welcome back to Palisade High School. We go to the fourth inning. Palisade Bulldogs lead the Glenwood Demons 7-1. Demons put up a zero there against Palisade in the third. On the mound now for Palisade is Josh Zotto. Changes places with Perez. They called that a strike. Wow.
Catcher can do a lot of things.
Yeah.
He's good.
A one count to, now it's 0-2 to Nathan Grosskopf, DHing for Zach Pidcock. Adam Gehr on deck. 0-2 to Pidcock, or to Grosskopf. Bouncer to short. Perez double clutches, throws, got him.
That was some good pitching from Zotto.
6-3 put out, one away. Adam Gehr, he struck out swinging in the second inning. Perez went three innings, one run, three hits, one walk, six strikeouts. One away, bottom or top of the fourth, Adam Gehr, the batter. First pitch from Zotto, swing and a miss.
This kid's looking real good, Ron.
Yeah. Get that big kick. Here comes a fastball. That's high. 1-1, the first ball he's thrown. Leo Perez on deck. 1-1 pitch. That's outside and a little high. 2-1. So a right-hander. Next pitch. Swing and a miss. Late on that one. Count is 2-2. Zotto, a 1-3-1 earned run average, 3-0 on the season. Curveball, strike three called. Uncle Charlie came a-calling. And fooled in there, two away. Wow, that was a beautiful curveball.
This kid's fun to watch.
You're throwing heat, 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 and all of a sudden you come back with a, you know, about a 65-mile-an-hour bender.
Yeah.
It just freezes you. First pitch to Leo Moraes, swing and a miss. Zotto with 27 strikeouts. Ball one to Leo Moraes.
A little outside on that one.
Give him 28 strikeouts now. Next pitch, that's a little bit low. Good frame job by Rosman.
Palisades fun to watch, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. Next pitch, fly ball foul. And it's 2-2. Leo singled and stole a base in the second inning. Jordan Moraes on deck. There's two away, 7-1 Palisade. Josh Zotto winds and delivers. Strike three called. Got the inside corner. Leo thought it was a ball, but it's a strikeout, and that'll do it for the Demons. They go in order. Nothing across. Go to the bottom of the fourth inning. It's 7-1 Palisade. This is KMTS. Back to Palisade High School. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. The Bulldogs leading the Glenwood Demons 7-1. As Josh Zotto took care of business, put the Demons down in order, ground out, and back-to-back Ks. Met Melacio Perez. Again, went three innings, three hits, one run, a walk, and six strikeouts. Demons have fanned eight times now total. And Zotto, speaking of the devil, he's 0-2. Has enjoyed the Palisade hit parade. Flied out both times to right field.
Hopefully he doesn't join soon.
And the first pitch from Landeros. Line drive into the gap in left center field. That'll roll to the fence. An easy double for Zotto. He's got long strides. He's in there easily with a leadoff double.
When it's going your way, sometimes it just goes your way.
Yep. Brett Rosman, he's 0-2, popped out to second, and flied out to left field, a marvelous catch made by Leo Moraes in left. I mean, it was something special.
Yeah.
On the run, in a full-out sprint, caught it before it made it to the wall. That was just amazing, caught it in the gap. First pitch to Rosman. Landeros in the stretch, looking in for the sign, and you know, Rosman calls for time. Number two, Easton Embry, courtesy runner for Zotto. First pitch, in there for a strike. Good location. A one count to Rosman. Landeros, long look at the target. Look at second base. Here's the pitch. Curveballs high and deep to center field. Markovich going back to the wall. Out of here. Home run. A two-run blast. It's now 9-1, Palisade.
I wanted to say it at the beginning. I was feeling a little bit awkward. The 13th? Number 13. 0-2.
Yeah.
Something good is going to happen for that kid.
Yeah. Two-run shot. 9-1, Palisade. That's a 23rd home run of the season for Palisade as a team. For Rosman, that is his 8th. And gives him 27 RBIs on the season. Ryder Mancuso, the batter. He had a home run and doubled, two RBIs. Ball one to Mancuso. Mancuso, first pitch swinging, jacked it over the right field fence. And Darryl Swines then delivers the 1-0. Bounces up there. Two balls, no strikes. Mims got roughed up a little bit in his start. 40 pitches, approximately two innings, seven hits, seven runs, six of them earned. 2-0 pitch to Mancuso. That's low. 3-0. Jackson Irving wearing the catcher's gear. And Darryl's with a 3-0 pitch. In there for a strike.
They turned the scoreboard off now. Too many runs.
Here's the 3-1. Ball four.
That's back on.
Somebody tripped over the cord.
One of the Glenwood parents, maybe?
No. Nah. It's nice, speaking of scoreboards, nice they finally got the one at Mike Summers Memorial Field working.
Craig Denny got it going.
That was an issue for a long, long time. Melacio Perez, the batter. Looks at ball one.
Yeah, the last broadcast when Keith said, the scoreboard's working.
Yeah.
That was funny. He didn't notice.
1-0 count to Perez. Darryl's from the stretch. 9-1 Palisade. Nobody out here in the bottom of the fourth. Here's the pitch, curveball. Tried to lay one in there and missed the target. So, I don't know if you've heard, but Mike Summers, before you were here, longtime coach, JV coach, and groomed that field in West Glenwood for years and years and years. Next pitch. High fastball, but he pops it up. Shallow center. It's going to be... Oh, Mims tried to make a reach for it. That should have been Mason's play, but Mims was on the run. Mason backed off, and it drops for a hit. Just not good communication there in the outfield. As a result, runner at second had to hold. So first and second for Riker Harsha. And he'll timeout called. And Darryl leans in for the sign from Irving. Comes set at the belts. The pitch. This is popped straight up. This is skied. Who wants it? Jordan Mraz. It drops. Oh, just terrible communication. That should not be the pitcher's play.
No, it should
That's
not.
That's clearly the third baseman. I mean, Landeros was a good 30 feet off the mound.
In the dirt almost.
That's not his play. It's either short or third.
But he's a catcher.
True. Instinctively, he's looking up like a catcher. Exactly. That's a good point. But guess what? He's out.
Yes.
Because it's an infield fly. I forgot to mention that.
No harm, no foul.
No harm, no foul, yeah. But for future reference,
boys and
if
girls.
First base is unoccupied, there's a swing and a miss. That ball gets away. Now the runners will move. Well, the second base, the runner second will move up to third.
Oh, he's going back.
Are they saying a foul tip?
Yeah,
must be.
Yeah,
okay. So in the action, I'm forgetting that it's an infield fly. I didn't hear the ump call it. So it's his fault.
I'm with you. We'll always blame it on him.
But
I love him.
But for future reference, you got to make that play. Third baseman's got to make that play.
Yeah.
So first and second, 0-1 to this is Campbell. And it's 1-1.
Well, between Mraz and Landeros seniors, they got to work it out between themselves. They should know that.
1-1 count to Campbell. 9-1 Palisade. Landeros with a pitch. Not a bad pitch. A little outside, 2-1. So Mike Summers, longtime coach, wonderful guy, passed away of cancer a few years back. And I've lobbied for having that field named after him because he put so much work into that. I mean, with a fine-tooth comb, literally, grooming that field to get it where it is today. 2-1 pitch inside. And it's 3-1 to Nick Campbell.
That's the only name I know it as. Is it named anything?
No. It's Glenwood Middle School.
All right.
You know, and I think because it's part of the school district, part of the middle, there's something about the, I don't know. I don't know what it would take to have it officially named after Mike Summers, but it should be. And as far as I'm concerned, it's Mike Summers Memorial Field. 3-1 pitch. Fly ball to right center field. Markovich has got a beat on it. May drops it. Oh, my goodness gracious. Well. Should have been out number two, but since Dad's sitting here, I mean, Mason hasn't played center. I haven't seen him play center this season.
This is the first time.
First time, okay. So it's not easy.
No. Started and left, went to right, now center.
So first, second, the base is loaded for Titus Porter. Hit by pitch, aboard on a fielder's choice. Palisade can blow it open here. Here's a fly ball to center field. Mason coming in. Hat flies off, makes the catch, comes set. Here's a nice throw. It's going to be cut off by Heil. And one run scores. On a sack fly by Porter. That was better form by Mason. I mean, it's tough running to your left or right. You have to backhand it or hit it to catch it glove side. It's, you know, it's an adjustment.
Well,
going from third, which he normally plays infield.
I always ask him. He uses a size 12.5 glove.
Okay.
That could be a problem out there.
Braden Blank, the batter, single and struck out. Ground ball to second. Gare's got it. Should go to second for the force. That's it.
There we go.
Yeah. That'll do it. Palisade scores three runs. Two hits, two errors, and two runners left. We have the fifth inning. It is Palisade 10, Glenwood 1. This is KMTS. Back to Palisade High School, 10-1, Palisade leading Glenwood. And Cooper Ludke leading things off for Glenwood, batting for Jordan Mraz. Swings and misses. Takes a big cut there. And it's 0-1. Palisade actually had three hits. There were two errors committed by Glenwood in that fourth inning. Next pitch from Zotto in there for a strike. He works fast. 0-2. Unlike the, I can't remember the pitcher's name from Eagle Valley, took it forever to get the ball up there. That's in the dirt, 1-2. It's like, he's in his windup. Here it comes. And the ball floats up there like it's full of helium. Zotto with the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Down he goes. And that was a quick at-bat for Cooper Ludke.
It's hard to see the big guy go down like that.
Yeah. It's a ninth strikeout for Palisade pitching. Christian Landeros singled. Swings and a miss. Nothing in one. Single to left center here in the third inning. Next pitch, a little blooper in the infield. Playing on an easy hop is Titus Porter. Throws it. Oh, the ball's dropped, and Landeros is safe. That's an E3 there. Full swing, just kind of a little one hopper to Titus Porter. Jackson Irving back to the top of the order. One out. Zotto's first pitch. And Rosman quickly out of his crouch, ready to get it down to first, but Landeros not getting much of a lead.
Explosive.
He is.
Man.
1-0 count to Irving. Next pitch, foul back, straight back. It's 1-1.
think I'm going to have to come out and watch a playoff game. These Palisade boys, they look good.
Yeah, I'm sure they will host, being league champs again. Here's the 1-1 from Zotto. Comes back with a curveball. Good job by Irving to lay off. When Delta was in the league, it used to be, Delta, Palisade. They'd kind of change back and forth. 1 year it'd be Delta winning the league. Palisade would win it the next. Next pitch fouled back. And the count is even at 2-2. And now Delta's down at 3A. And they're still tough. Delta's always had a good, strong baseball program. Two and two to Jackson Irving, one out. Top of the fifth, 10-1 Palisade. Here's the 2-2. Little check swing down to second base. They go down to second for one, down to first. Not in time. Tried to go 4-6-3, but Irving with good speed beats the throw. There's two away. That's a nice throw by Zotter. Who's that at second? Is it Caleb Blank? I think it is. There's a ground ball in the hole.
All right.
And Melacio Perez did a little ole there. Went to a knee, tried to backhand instead of getting in front of it. And give Evan Heil a base hit. Although Perez would probably think I made an error, but I'm going to be hometown score and give Evan. Evan's had a rough season at the plate.
Yeah.
I'm going to give him a hit for Pete's sake. I don't care what anybody says. Braxton Mims has had a good year hitting.
He's got one more game.
That's right. Coleridge coming up. First pitch to Mims. Did he check his swing? Yes. Did not go around. One ball, no strikes to Braxton Mims. Looking for that first hit today. Struck out swinging, flied out to center. They check with the base ump, who really isn't in position. They should check with the first base ump. And he says, no swing. Okay. It's like, why are you asking the guy in the infield?
Maybe they're used to just having the two umps.
I guess.
Maybe.
1-0 count to Braxton Mims. Hoping to drive in Evan Heil. Or rather,
Jackson Irving.
Irving. And that one's in there for a strike. 1-1. First and second. Two outs. Top of five. Josh Zotto with the pitch. Curveball. And Mims got fooled there. And just got a piece of it. Kind of hit it on the handle. Zotto from the stretch. Here's the 1-2. Fastball, chopped to second on a big hop played by second baseman. Throws him out, and that'll do it. Demons turned away after a little bit of a threat. No runs. One hit. I'm giving Heil a hit.
Attaboy.
No errors, and two runners left. We go to the bottom of the fifth. Palisade needs to score one. This game's over. It's 10-1, Palisade. This is KMTS.
I would suppose so. Let's see.
Back to Palisade High School. Mason Markovich is going to third base now. Jordan Mraz is on the mound. Braxton Mims is going to be in center. Leo's still in left. After that amazing play he made, I'd keep him there.
It looks like Willie's in left.
Is it Willie?
It looks like Willie. Leo's looks like he's at short.
Okay, you're right. Yep. And Christian.
Nope, still Jackson.
That's Jackson Irving. He's going to continue catching. So I think Christian's done. Yeah, give him a break. He's got a couple of hits. Or a hit in a board on an area. He hustled, played, caught the first couple innings and pitched. Give that knee a rest.
I think coaches were telling us before the game, there's not too many times where you catch and pitch in the game.
No.
So, but it is his senior season. So.
Yeah. Aiden Bevan leading things off, followed by Josh Zotto and Brett Rosman.
Markovich at third. sacks, Dylan Wright.
This is the first day in a long time, first time in a long time, we haven't had, you know, 50-mile-an-hour gusts where we're holding everything down on the table. Been a pretty pleasant day.
Well, I hope we can go 3-up, 3-down here and
keep playing.
Get one more chance, huh?
Yeah.
Extend the innings.
A little pep talk from Mason and Jackson Irving. I mean, it's 10-1, but all in all, it's been a pretty well-played game by Glenn. Much more competitive than the last couple. I think Eagle Valley was by far the worst. They just looked like they were so down. Just wanted to get out of there. First pitch to Bevin from Araz.
Great pitch.
In their first strike.
Hopefully the senior brings a little something for Glenwood.
Jordan winds and delivers the 0-1. Good fastball, just missed. It's 1-1. Fed Mims, Landeros, and then now it's Jordan Araz on the hill. Here's the 1-1.
Right there.
Good looking curveball. Comes back with the deuce. 1-2 count to Bevin. Brands gets a sign from Irving. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Curveball. Ooh.
No, outside.
Ring him up, Blue. Good discipline by Bevin to lay off. Two balls, two strikes. Raz into his windup, and here it comes. Strike three called, and Bevin gave a look like, seriously, Blue? Really? He gave him a look. And that's the second strikeout for Glenwood pitching.
The look was warranted.
It was. Even at our angle, I thought, that was generous. Bevin, you know, was two ringing doubles, a couple RBIs. Josh Zotto doubled his last at bat. Looks at ball one. He's 1-for-3. Flied out to right, first two times up. He's quite a pitcher, 3-0 on the year. Although Perez will get the win. Next pitch is low, 2-0. Raz with a 2-0 pitch. Curveball. Boy, that was a called strike three against Bevin. He called that one a strike. It looked high and in. But
keep throwing it.
Oh, yeah. That's where the Blue wants it. Find that location. 2-1. That's in the dirt. And it's 3-1.
If they would chop at something high like that, that'd be probably a good pop-up, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Three balls and a strike to Zotto. 10-1 Palisade. We're in the bottom of the fifth inning. One out. Mraz adjusts the cap, make sure it's on his head. Here's the 3-1. Curveball, strike two. Good location. Boy, that was a nifty pitch. Sano steps out of the box, mutters to himself, back in, taps the plate. Here we go. Raz shrugging his shoulders, gets the sign. Here's the payoff pitch. Fastball, grounder over the mound. Tough play for Gareth. Picks it up, throws. Good stretch by Heil. Got him. Outstanding play. That was not an easy play. It took a weird hop right over the mound. Just looked like a Super Bowl going boing. And then Gare had to play it on that tough hop and threw a strike.
It didn't look like it was going to happen.
No. Because Zotto's got good speed and long strides. Rosman, the batter, he hit a home run back in the fourth. A two-run blast. First pitch to Mraz. Fastball just missed. Jordan gets a sign, winds and delivers the 1-0. Fly ball, deep left field, going back. And that is a home run into the trees, into someone's backyard. Brett Rosman with his second home run of the day. And that's the ball game. 10-run rule called. Rosman ends it with a walk-off dinger, his second of the day. 11-1 the final score. And that kind of puts a blemish on an otherwise short but nice pitching performance by Jordan Mraz. One run for the Bulldogs. One hit and no errors. Nobody left. We'll be back with the totals after this. 11-1 Palisade. This is KMTS. Wrapping things up from Palisade High School. Well, the Glenwood Demons, after three straight games of giving up 20 runs or more, a better contest. They lose to Palisade 11-1 in five innings. But
hurt me, Ron. Tell me the numbers.
Okay. We'll just get it over with here. Palisade, 11 runs, 11 hits, no errors, five men left on base. For Glenwood, one run. And that came from a solo home run, a leadoff home run from your son, Mason Markovich. He had a rocket to right field.
Amen.
That was fun. His third home run of the season. Five hits, four errors committed by Glenwood. Five men left on base. Braxton Mims takes the loss, gave up seven runs, six of them earned. Landeros came on, pitched pretty well. And Jordan Mraz, for that one inning, two-thirds of an inning, pitched very well. He had some pretty good stuff, but gave up the walk-off home run to Brett Rosman. His second one of the day, his ninth of the season. He's bucking for Player of the Year in the Western Slope.
Wow.
Rosman with a couple homers. Riker Harshey hit home run. Ryder Mancuso with a home run. That's an impressive bunch. So Nate Porter's got himself a good club going into the playoffs. They'll take on, I think, Roosevelt. That's the reason they added the Roosevelt game. That's the reason they got the split, the home and away split with Glenwood. Otherwise, it was going to be a doubleheader at Glenwood. So with the win, Palisade goes to 12-0 in league. And 20-2 overall. Glenwood falls to 2-10. In league play, 8-14 overall. And sadly, the season will come to an end on Monday. But we'll celebrate. It'll be senior day. And we'll recognize the seniors on Monday. That's, I believe, a 3 o'clock game at home against Coleridge. So we'll see the Titans.
Is it 4 o'clock? I think 4 o'clock. Come out and support your Demons, everyone.
And the Titans are a good ball club as well. So we'll see a pretty good game.
Excellent season. Yeah,
see a good game. Again, that's 4 o'clock from Mike Summers Memorial Field. Well, Brian Markovich, it's been fun. Glad you could join me.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Nice to have someone, you know, bounce things off with. And keep it in mind, if Keith gets called into duty as a pastor, be ready to throw on the headset.
I'll be here.
Okay.
I love it. A little bit of learning experience. I think everybody expected me might to say more, but.
That's all right.
It's a little nerve-wracking.
It is. Can be.
You make it look good. You make it sound good, I mean.
Well, thanks. I've been doing it for a long time, and I'm blessed to be able to do it. It's a lot of fun. I want to thank our sponsors, Flooring America, Berthoud Motors, GMC Buick, Carl Ciani, State Farm Insurance, Mr. Back Bank of Colorado, Carbon One, Bishop Plumbing and Heating, Bighorn Toyota, and Alpine Bank. For Brian Markovich, I'm Ron Milhorn saying so long from Palisade High School. The Palisade Bulldogs cap off the West Slope season with a 12-0 record. They beat Glenwood 11-1. Again, our next broadcast will be Monday afternoon at 4 on KMTS.com and your KMTS app. Glenwood hosting the Coleridge Titans. Until then, have a great weekend. Be safe. And as always, keep it tuned to KMTS.